This morning we have a guest joining us from the Atlantic Public Library. We're talking with Sue Peterson, who's the Youth Services Librarian. I want to talk a little bit about an open class art show they're planning at the Atlantic Public Library here very soon. Sue, thanks for coming in this morning.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. You've been 3 years on the job now at the Atlantic Public Library in your position. How's it gone?
Very well. You know, COVID kind of threw us for a loop, but we just stuck in there and we're continuing to do things every year. And I'm really excited about this year's theme, which is the Find Your Voice theme.
Yeah, you pretty much jumped in at the craziest time ever.
Yes, it was a little interesting, but it worked out.
Interesting. That's a word I haven't heard anybody use about that time period yet, but thank you for covering that. All right. Well, good. Well, we want to talk a little bit specifically about this, the Open Class Art Show that you're going to be hosting here very soon. It's not too far down the road here in July, and planning stages are well underway already. Tell us about that. How'd that start? Where'd that idea come up with?
So it started with our theme. Every year there's a theme that the library does for summer programs. This year's theme was Find Your Voice. The Cass County Fair doesn't do an open class art show, so we thought it would be a lot of fun to showcase the talent and art that our community has. This program is geared mostly towards adults and teens. And anybody that would like to showcase their art, we have forms that they'll fill out and display just like that is in the community building at the fairgrounds. And it just lets people be aware of the different talents that we have. We're looking for like woodworking, quilting, painting, photography, sewing. There's a wide variety. And because of our space and the size, we are a little bit limited on the size of the exhibit item. And if anybody needs more information about that, we do have that available. I can briefly go over it if you would like me to.
Sure.
Okay. So the items should be no bigger than 2 feet tall and 2 feet wide. We'll be placing them on our tables in our meeting room. And the item should also weigh less than 20 pounds. Because of our space, we're looking at no more than 2 items per individual. And the exhibit will be available on display from July 13th through the 15th during the library's normal hours. So the 13th and 14th, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the 15th, we're open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're asking for exhibits to be dropped off no later than July 10th, and then we'll get those ready to be displayed. And if people can pick up their exhibits the 17th or 18th during normal business hours at the library, that would be great as well.
Sure. So it's kind of wide open, isn't it? If you're artistic and you've got something that you're creating or a craft that you do or something that you think other people might have interest in.
Yes, it's very wide open. So the way that I interpreted this theme this year is your voice can be a variety of different things. It's not just singing or talking. It's art, it's photography, it's woodworking, anything that you do. We wanted to make it a broad range of things because you can implement so many different feelings and sensations through the work that you do. You can inspire emotions in people with the artwork that you do. And so it's just a different voice for people to use.
Way to express ourselves.
Yes.
Very good. And some people may come and take a look around and discover something new.
That's correct. None of the items that we're showcasing are available for sale. It's not to sell the items. It's just to give somebody an idea and to showcase what we have available here in our community.
Yeah, you might find something new that you really, really like and want to give a try there through this project. Well, interesting. It sounds like a lot of fun. So this is something that for all ages then.
Correct. We're not quite looking at the younger kids because obviously they're in 4-H and different things, and they can showcase that through school events or through the fair. We're mostly looking at teenagers and adults that don't participate in the fair, and then adults, because sometimes you come across an adult that has a skill or a talent that you're 100% not aware of. Mm-hmm. There's people in town that paint China teacups and everything. And I just think that's just a really interesting talent that we would love to showcase.
Well, and sometimes some of those folks might show at the open class events like that at the state fair.
Correct.
But not a lot of the local folks might be able to necessarily, there are so many of those things. You may not actually see them or run into them or get to the state fair in the first place. This is an opportunity locally for them to showcase some of their talents.
Exactly.
Very good. Are you artistic yourself?
No, I am not. But my children are. So I don't know where they get that from, but they are very artistic. I cannot draw or paint. I do my best, but, you know, that's just not where my talent lies. Mm-hmm. So I go different directions with the talents that I have.
I'm just interested. Someone who says that they're not very artistic like that, not very creative in those ways, is the one who came up with the thought about, hey, let's do this.
I get the ideas.
You're an idea person. I got it.
I'm the idea person and the organizer of those ideas. And then I look for those who have those talents to help me out.
Yeah. Joke's on you. Not only did you come up with the idea, but you have to implement it now, too.
And
it's been fun, though, hasn't
it? Yes, and that's my talent. I'm good at organizing things and coming up with ideas. And it's a lot of fun for me to do that, and my job allows me to be able to do that.
Sure.
So.
Very good. Well, and again, you mentioned this is a ways down the road. Yeah, it's several weeks down the road, but it's coming up pretty quickly, that time period where they can start submitting and be thinking about that stuff. So they need to kind of get organized now.
Yes, we would like the public to be aware of what we're doing so that they can consider their items and consider what they would like to showcase.
Very good. Should be a lot of fun. So something, like I said, an opportunity. You know, like, for example, the Master Gardeners are doing a garden tour here this weekend. And
yes.
The point isn't just to show off what folks have done, but to give folks ideas on how they might be able to implement some of those things in their own backyards. And this is kind of the same process.
Exactly.
Yeah, give folks an idea to see some of those things and also maybe think about some ideas about a new way for them to express themselves, something else they can kind of get into. All right, now that's coming up here very soon. Now, also want to throw in, too, because we were talking a little bit about some outdoor activities, too. You've got an event in the park that's coming up?
That's correct. So every year they do the Sunnyside Park Party. This year they've moved it to July, so it will be July 8th. And the library will have an event there from 10 to 12. We're doing a book walk. It's similar to like cake walks that have been done before, but instead of giving away a cake, we're giving away books. We received a generous anonymous donation to be able to do this, and we were able to purchase a variety of different books. And because the library, our main purpose is reading, we thought that it would be a lot of fun to do a book walk as opposed to a cake walk. So we will be at the park July 8th from 10 to 12.
Very good. So an opportunity for folks to learn more there. And they can get a lot of their questions answered there, too, if they have any thoughts or questions about the library and the services and programs that you offer.
Yes, yes. We have programs that are going through July 15th at the library. And people can find more information about that on our Facebook page, our website, or by stopping in the library to pick up more information.
Yeah, some folks think that once school is out, the library probably slows down a lot over the summer, but it's just the opposite, isn't it?
It is. I tell everybody that this is my busy season. And so when the teachers are done, that's where I take over. And every year I plan a variety of programs. This year I have approximately 50 to 55 programs that are available for all ages from birth on. We do a toddler time. We do a variety of different programs. And it's just a lot of fun for me, and I enjoy the busyness.
Wow, that's a lot going on. Sue, give them the sales pitch for folks whose children don't necessarily use the library or don't use the library themselves, you know, the adults. Give them the sales pitch. What would you want to tell them about discovering the library?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. So the library offers free programming. Everything that we do is for free. There are you don't have to necessarily have a library card. Anybody in the community and surrounding communities is welcome to come. You can get a library card and check out books, but we also provide fun educational programming for all ages. And like I said, summertime is my busiest time. We usually start the first part of June and end right before County Fair. And even at County Fair, we have some activities and different things that we do. During the school year, we have different programs that we provide. And again, we try and advertise as much as possible. Everything goes on our Facebook page and our website. And we have multiple flyers and different things. Libraries are evolving with the times. There used to be at one time that the only thing that a library had was books, and they are just so much more. And I encourage everybody to stop by their local library and just see what is available during this time.
Well, and I know sometimes some of the new ideas that you have at the library don't come from the folks who work there. Sometimes it comes from the folks who use the library.
That's correct. I'm always open to ideas for different programs or activities. And I like to just have a variety of things to try and offer to the public.
Awesome. Like an open class art show.
Exactly.
And again, that time for getting those projects into the libraries coming up here rapidly, and then, of course, the show coming up middle of July. So opportunity for folks to be a part of it and to view some of that stuff as well. So we'll learn a lot more as we get a little bit closer, but thanks for the information today. Sue Peterson is the Youth Services Librarian at the Atlantic Public Library, visiting with us this morning about some fun things coming up. Sue, thanks for coming by.
And thanks for having me, Jim.